This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about Christians in California who are rising up and urging their governor not to pass a particular bill. This bill would require that colleges provide access to the abortion pill to students. Find out what Christians are saying right after this message.
What guides your core beliefs? Are they founded upon solid truth, or are they based on others' opinions or your own emotions? What you believe about your purpose and value affects almost every area of your life. This is the premise of the new film Overcomer, in theaters August 23rd. It's the latest from the Kendrick brothers, makers of Courageous, War Room, and others. This movie has inspired the creation of several resources. For small groups and individual use, there's the Overcomer Bible Study and Defined Bible Study for adults. But there's more. From books and Bible studies for adults, teens, and kids, you can wrestle with who you think you are in light of who God says you are by walking through the book of Ephesians and more. Learn about all the resources at lifeway.com/overcomer and get tickets to the film now.
Christian organizations are urging California Governor Gavin Newsom to veto a bill that would force colleges to provide access to the abortion pill. If the bill passes, it would go into effect in January 2023. This type of abortion pill is a non-surgical way women can have an abortion if they're less than 10 weeks along in their pregnancy. The pill blocks hormones that the baby needs to survive in the womb. State Senator Connie Leva, a Democrat who proposed the bill, says this about it. By ensuring abortion care is available on campus, college students will not have to choose between delaying important medical care or having to travel long distances or miss classes or work. End quote. But California Catholic Conference Executive Director Andrew Rivas says Christians must pressure Newsom into vetoing the bill. Rivas describes the bill as unprecedented and unnecessary. Rivas argues that the bill actually is written in a way as to exclude pro-life counseling, and he also says that it narrows a young woman's choices. Jonathan Keller, president of the California Family Council, says the bill is just a way to score points with Planned Parenthood. A 2017 report reveals that up to 519 students at University of California and California State University seek medication abortions every single month at off-campus healthcare sites. So listeners, please pray for those women seeking abortions, whether medicinal or surgical. Pray the California governor would halt this legislation. And keep tuning in to the Charisma News podcast for more updates on this story. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.